I mean, you look at the July corn futures in the nearby, you know, we sold off all the way down to around 405, 406 here on the charts, you know, and found some support here early week, reversed off of that contract low to, you know, have put a, you know, honestly, a few good sessions in, technically speaking. We're up to about 421 and three quarter at today's high on the July futures. So you're talking about a 15, 16 cent bounce here on the week. Now that doesn't fully get us back to where we were, obviously, but we'll take any win we can get here to finish up some old crop, you know. And then looking at the beans, when that China news came out yesterday, we saw the 8:30 reopen where July soybeans took off 23 cents in 1 minute. If you pull up a 1 minute chart, it was a pretty wicked move. And for the week, we're up nearly 40 cents. So seeing some really good opportunities to clean up some old crop here. And then even new crop, you know, we're pressing the 450 level on the corn side of things after making a new life of contract low early week. And then November beans back above 1150 going home here today.